This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. Welcome to tonight's shiur. So the halacha topic that we're going to discuss tonight is a fascinating one, and that is barbecues on Yom Tov. We are coming up to the answer for Shavuos. This time next week, Mr. Shem, will be Shavuos. And a question that does come up, especially Shavuos time, is it okay to have a barbecue? Can you enjoy a Yom Tov meal in that form? Now, the background, where I got this from, mostly it's from a shiur that I heard from Rabbi Aryeh Leibowitz, and there's also my friend Rabbi Chaim Cohen also put together some good sources on this. So it's a sort of an amalgamation of both. Let's just give some background about cooking on Yom Tov, generally what we can and what we cannot do. The Pasuk says in Parshas Bo'i, Kol melacha lo yosel lebohem, ach asher ye'ochel lechol nefesh, hu levado yosel lechem. That is the famous heta of oichel nefesh. The Torah says that pretty much all the things that you can't do on Shabbos, you can't do on Yom Tov, except for oichel nefesh. And that's well known. So you can cook on Yom Tov. That is a pasuk in Parshas Bo'i. Next piece of information, there is a principle called mitoich, a well-known halachic principle for Yom Tov. It's based on the Gemara in Beitza. If you look at the second box, if you're listening online, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com. I'll send you the handout. The Mishnah says in Beitza, Veshama Omrim, Ein Metziyin Lo Sakotim Lo Saluluv Lo Sefer Torah. You can't carry a child, a lulav, a sefer Torah, out into the Rosh Hasharabim, or Beis Hillel matirin, but Beis Hillel allow it. Why do they allow it? The Gemara explains, mitoich shehutra letzorech, since you are allowed to carry for a tzorech, i.e. for oichel nefesh, hutra nami shelo letzorech. You can carry as well for non-oichel nefesh purposes. And it's machlekas exactly what mitoich applies to. In practice, we said it applies to four melachas, and that is hetzah, carrying, the example the Gemara gives, afir and bishel, which is baking and cooking, that's one, and shchita and havara. Shchita is shechting, and havara is making a flame. Now, two important qualifications on this. Qualification number one, it's only for Yom Tov needs. You can't just carry if it doesn't involve some sort of Yom Tov need. That is a Ramah in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Yom Tov Tov Kuf Yud Ches. The Mechaber there says in Sif Aleph, Mitoich Shehutra Hatzol Tzorech Achila Hutra Shehutra Tzorech Kegon Kotlin Nulav Sefer Torah V'Kelim, adds the Ramah in the Haggah, Hatzrichim Lo Ketas, there's got to be some sort of need for you to do these things. Aisha Misyari Shelo Yinovu, or you're worried maybe that it might get stolen or something, or Shap Seda, Avlavonim Kyotzi Bohenosa, but just starting to carry things and other melachas would not be allowed. Okay, so that's another qualification. And one more and very important qualification is when it comes to doing melachas on Yom Tov, it is only if that melacha is something called Shav L'chol Nefesh. Shav L'chol Nefesh means that it's a need, it needs to be sort of universally enjoyed by most people. Shav L'chol Nefesh. And again, there's lots to say on all of these things, but it's got to be, and that can change. So for example, smoking on Yom Tov has become very problematic. Halachically, it is very, very questionable whether any person is allowed to smoke, generally, but specifically on Yom Tov, because it's hard to argue nowadays, it's Shavu L'chol Nefesh, it's universally enjoyed by most people. So that's just a bit of background. So cooking on Yom Tov is allowed. There is a principle of Mitoich which extends the permission to do certain things on Yom Tov, Mitoich Shehutra, and that extends certainly to, in practice, to Haitzah, Afir and Bishel, Shchita and Havara, and making a flame. It only is for Yom Tov needs, and only if it is Shav L'chol Nefesh. So that's just by way of background. Now, let's think about our barbecue. There are different types of barbecue. What are the issues when it comes to Yom Tov? Well, one issue is, how are you going to light your barbecue? So one thing that we know is that you can only light from an existing flame. Now, min haTorah, it should be fine to light from a regular flame. You should be able to take a match and just strike a new match, take two stones together, however one makes a flame. That should not be a problem because it's part of Eichel Nefesh and Havara is included in that. Should not be a problem. However, Chazal forbade creating a new flame on Yom Tov. That's based on the Gemara in Beit Sedaf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara says, "Ein mitzian lo yisar v'lo tzaitzim v'lo min avon." It's actually a Mishnah there. And Rashi explains, because it's something, it's a problem, "Ein mitzian yisar mishum demoilid." Because Chazal say that it looks like you're creating a new entity. And again, there's lots of discussion, what exactly is the problem? What was bothering Chazal? A lot of discussion about that. But either way, you can only light from an existing flame. And that's true for you know, we're very familiar with that, the Yom Tov. So you have a sort of a Yahrzeit candle, that sort of long, or you have a leave a gas on or something like that, and you leave a flame on. And for example, lighting candles on the second night of Yom Tov, you would use an existing flame to light, you would not create a new flame. Now, another important fact is that you are allowed to ask a non-Jewish person to create a new flame on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos, of course. So, for example, let's say I left the light off in my dining room and I wanted it on, then on Yom Tov, there's no problem to ask a non-Jewish person to turn that on. If I have no, you know, I need the light in order to eat or to learn, then because Reb Simcha Bunim Kohen, in his fabulous halachas for him, he explains that because lighting a flame, which turning a light would involve, is an issa drabanan on Yom Tov, as we've just explained, because min haTorah it's actually allowed, it's only a problem of moilid on Yom Tov, and therefore it's considered a shvus to shvus mokum mitzvah. What does that mean? A shvus to shvus means telling a non-Jewish person to do something is itself a drabanan. And what are we telling him to do? To turn on a light, which involves creating a new flame, which itself is a drabanan. But mokum mitzvah, for example, I need to eat or to learn or whatever, that would be allowed according to the poskim nowadays. So, lighting the barbecue is much less of a problem. It's quite straightforward. Like you would, you know, if I want to fry an egg on Yom Tov, I'd want to sort of cook some things on Yom Tov, which of course I'm allowed to do. I can't create a new flame, but I would either leave the gas on, or I need to light from an existing flame. Now, the question really is extinguishing or lowering a flame on Yom Tov. And that's the big one. How are you going to put out your barbecue? And that's what we'll come to in a second. Let's just talk about, again, the background. What is the story regarding extinguishing or lowering a flame on Yom Tov? Now, extinguishing a flame on Shabbos is the melacha of mechaber. Right? Mechaber means to extinguish. What is the story on Yom Tov? Is there a problem of lowering a flame? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tov Kuf Yud Dalet Sif Aleph, Asa lechabes leka b'Yom Tov. He's very strict. You can't extinguish a fire on Yom Tov. Afilu imroya beisosh nisraf. Even if Rachman is on a person sees his house burning, then you can't put out the flame unless, of course, he adds imain shom sakonis nefashos. If there's sakonis nefashos, then that trumps everything. Now, it's very hard to think of a scenario which does not involve sakonis nefashos. As Rabbi Leibowitz put it, unless you're sort of standing on the other side of your moat and you see your house in the middle in flames and you are safely ensconced on the other side. Apart from that sort of situation, it's very hard to envisage a non-sakonis nefashos. Sadly, fire spreads very badly and very quickly, and it's inevitable that there's an element of sakonis nefashos involved. But strictly speaking, says the Mechaber, also lechabes delika b'yontov. Now the Mishnah Berurah explains, because he does, when it comes to extinguishing a flame, when it comes to cooking, says the Mishnah Berurah, he doesn't consider lowering a flame to be an aspect of Eichel Nefesh, and therefore the Mechaber's opinion is you're not allowed to lower a flame. The Ramah, however, adds, Yesh Omrim, Dafke im Efshela Hatzel HaKadeir B'lo Kibui. That's only true if you can't otherwise save your cooking. You've got something on the stove, then if you can't save it without Kibui, then that's when it's Asa Avalim. I Efshela Hatzel. But if you can't save it any other way, so in other words, the Ramah says that if your lunch is at stake or your soup is burning otherwise and there's no other way to deal with it, then you are allowed to be mechaber. And the Magen Avraham explains, so for example, if I can just create a new smaller flame, then that's what I should do. But says the Mishnah Berurah, what is the svar of the Ramah? Dezel tzorich eichel nefesh, umutza Hakibu Kamoshe Tira HaTorah Lefus Ravashal. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Svara of the Ramah that I'm allowed to because this is part of Eichel Nefesh. I can lower the flame. So in other words, it comes out that there is a machlokes between the Mechaba and the Ramah regarding lowering a flame. According to the Mechaba, lowering a flame is forbidden on Yom Tov as it's not Eichel Nefesh. And really what you need to do is make a new, smaller flame. But you can't lower a high flame. However, the Ramah does consider lowering a flame Eichel Nefesh, but he only allows lowering a flame where lighting a new, smaller flame is not available. Now, Ramesha Feinstein allows lowering a flame to prevent food from burning, even if you could create a new, smaller flame. Now, what's the Svara? He's got a tshuva on this. I've got just a tiny part of it, and this is in Erech Chaim, Chelek Dalet, Simen Kuf Gimel. He says that to understand the Ramah and the Magen Avraham, which I quoted, he says, why is it that the Magen Avraham says that you can't lower a flame? Because back in the day, how would you lower a flame? We can picture, when we think about lowering flames, we're picturing about probably a dial on a gas hob or something like that, where you just turn the dial down. It's very easy. But back in the day, in the times of the Ramah and the Magen Avraham, how would you lower a flame? You would take some ash, you would put it on the flame, on the fire, you would extinguish a little bit here, a little bit there, and you've got a log, or you've got a big coal, and it would be lots of different actions. Masha Enkin nowadays, just lowering a flame, is just one flick of the wrist. So Ramesha says that you are actually allowed to lower a flame to prevent food from burning, even if you could start a new lower flame, and this indeed I think that is the accepted practice. The question is this: are you allowed? And by the way, there's a lot of discussion on this. Again, there was a big tumult in the late 1950s about this sort of thing. But and the biggest problem was regarding extinguishing a flame, putting out a flame. Is that allowed? So here's the interesting thing. What type of barbecue have you got? So most people, I don't know, I haven't done a survey, but I would imagine a lot of people have still got coal barbecues, either sort of something which is a standalone piece in their garden, or they have those portable disposable ones. You know, I'm talking about the silver foil ones. So that, to light it, is easy. You just take an existing flame, you take a match from an existing flame, a candle or whatever, you light the fire lighter or the coal, the pieces of wood, you're good to go. And so too with a gas barbecue. If the gas, you know, just put the gas on and just light it from an existing flame, lighting is not a problem. The question is, how do you extinguish it? You don't leave your barbecue burning for the whole of Yom Tov, so how do you deal with that? So if it's a coal barbecue, then it's very straightforward. You just let it burn out. The coal will eventually burn out, especially if it's one of those small portable disposable things. After an hour or so, it's pretty much gone, so it's not a problem. The question is really the gas barbecue. Now, most poskim forbid turning off the gas. Like I said, it was a big tumult in the late 1950s. There were kolkoras about those who were matir, they against them. Ramesha Feinstein permitted turning off the gas on Yom Tov. And he never sort of explained it fully in a tshuva. He makes reference to it a couple of times. For example, in Chelik Aleph and Erech Chaim, Simen Kuf Kaf Ches, he says, "V'chein eini reitz lahoshiv v'chsav b'dovah segir sagaz b'yontov." I don't want to write it down. I don't want to say my chiddush and write it down. But anyone growing up on the Lower East Side of New York knew that Ramesha allowed turning off the gas on Yom Tov. Now, what was Ramesha's reasoning? Now, this is very interesting. There is a Gemara. There is a Mishnah in Shabbos. The Mishnah says in Shabbos, "Lo yikov adam shfeferes shel beitz v'imalena shemen v'yitnena al pihaner b'shvashatay minatefes." Minatefes. Sorry, minatefes. What does that mean? You've got a little lamp on Shabbos, and you've got an eggshell. And in your eggshell, you've got oil, which is feeding oil into the lamp. Says the Mishnah, you're not allowed to take the oil, to take away some of that oil that is feeding that lamp. Says Rashi, why not? Explains Rashi, chayv mishum mechabe. It's a problem of kibui. Now, what is the problem? Because if I've got a self-contained mechanism to provide fuel, and it's set up specifically for this particular fire, then removing the source of fuel, taking some of that oil, is kibui. But this is Ramesha L'chayim, and it seems that Ramesha there's a tshuva that his son-in-law wrote, a Torah essay that he wrote, and he said that he spoke to one of the gedolim who said, yes, that's pshat. And Lechera, the gadol he made reference to, was his father-in-law, Moshe Feinstein. He said, if the gas supply feeds the whole house, it's coming in from the streets and probably feeding the whole street, then turning off one valve where the gas is sort of going to, and you're not shutting off the gas from the entire house, but just to one specific stove or something, that is only gram kibui. And gram kibui on Yom Tov would be allowed. Now, that is the Rav Moshe Svara why he permits turning off the gas on Yom Tov. The question is, does that work for a barbecue? Now, how do barbecues work? More often than not, a gas barbecue, everyone will have a designated gas canister which will provide fuel for that barbecue. If that's the case, Rav Moshe Svara won't extend to that case. Because most often, if you have a self-contained gas canister, then even Rav Moshe is not going to, probably won't permit turning it off. Because that is more akin to the case of the Mishnah in Shabbos, which is kibui and not gram kibui. And therefore, it seems that even according to Rav Moshe, who is mati turning off the gas in Yom Tov, he would not allow you to turn off the gas barbecue on Yom Tov. So what do you do? Well, if you want to have a barbecue on Yom Tov, you're allowed to, but how are you going to turn off the gas? How are you going to extinguish it? To let it light the whole of Yom Tov, lechor is a sakana. It's a fire hazard, and we have to be very, very careful to avoid that. So there are two eitzes which you can suggest. Eitz number one is you extinguish the flame indirectly. Now there, I've got the Mekoros here, the Shemir Shabbos, Kilchoso, and based on the Baal Shulchan Aruch in Shabbos and Shin Lamed Aleph. But basically, if you were to take a pot of water and you would boil it up and then it would spill over, that's considered gram kibbu. You're not directly, actively extinguishing the flame, but rather you're boiling it up and then Mimele is going to fall over, it's going to spill over and it's extinguishing it. So that is one Eitzah. Another Eitzah is to ask a non-Jewish person to lower or to extinguish the flame for any Yom Tov related purpose. And if, you know, that relates, Yom Tov related purpose could be that, for example, the house is too hot or there's a fire hazard or something like that. If it's just purely to save money, then that would not be permitted to lower or extinguish the flame. So, Hayotze Midvarenu, what emerges from all of this is that, to summarize, cooking on Yom Tov is allowed. Eichel Nefesh. Based on this pasuk we started with, there is a principle of mitoich shehutcha shelo letzorech, hutcha shelo letzorech, that extends in practice to those four melachas only for Yom Tov needs, and it has to be shovel lechol nefesh. That's the whole story with showering on Yom Tov and smoking on Yom Tov. That's really the sort of the background information to begin with. One needs for that lighting the barbecue. Well, no problem, but just make sure you light from an existing flame. Because Chazal say that you can't light a new flame on Yom Tov. There's a problem of Moilid. However, you can ask a non-Jewish person to create the new flame on Yom Tov in order to have, you know, to eat or something, as long as it's from Mokka Mitzvah, to learn or whatever it may be. Extinguishing or lowering a flame, that we saw is a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber is strict and he forbids lowering a flame on Yom Tov because he doesn't hold, as he said, it's not Eichel Nefesh. Just make a new smaller flame, you don't have to extinguish the larger flame. The Ramah, however, does consider it Eichel Nefesh, allows lowering a flame where lighting a new smaller flame is not available. And Rav Moshe says, no, even if the smaller flame is an option, you are allowed to lower the flame, as per the Svara he quotes over there that I mentioned in brief. Now, what about putting out the barbecue? So if it's a coal barbecue, straightforward, just let it burn out. If it's a gas barbecue, then most poskim forbid turning off the gas. Even Rav Moshe Feinstein, who permits turning off the gas on Yom Tov, presumably his reasoning would not apply to the gas barbecues that most people have. So what are the options? Either you extinguish it indirectly, you boil up a pot of water which will spill over, or best to ask the non-Jewish person to lower or extinguish the flame for any Yom Tov related purpose. For example, it's too hot, there's a fire hazard or something like that. Probably better to ask him to arrange that before Yom Tov to get him to switch it off, to avoid the actual dibur on Yom Tov itself. But that is probably the best eitzah for that. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.